fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the fram-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is caldo gallego. It may surprise some of you, but I used to be quite shy when it came to going into restaurants and trying dishes and ingredients I had not known growing up, as I had in a small town in northern Illinois. Now I am known for being all in when it comes to that. But we all have our earlier selves, don't we? When I moved to Key West, one of the places that caught not my eye, but my nose was El Cacique Restaurant. It was on Lower Duval Street, which back then could still be a relatively quiet place, at least in the warmer months. El Cacique translates as the chief, and there was a large depiction of an Indian's handsome face in full headdress regalia over the building. El Cacique was just a few doors down from the landmark Sloppy Joe's bar before it had become the endlessly packed, noisy jam fest T-shirt emporium with a clanging ship's bell. The people who ate at El Cacique were then working-class shopkeepers, street cops refueling on Café Con Leche, fishermen in from the water, rough-handed carpenters, paint-spattered house painters, and other regular town folks. The prices were within their budget, and the vibe was family and friends casual. It was one of a number of restaurants on the island featuring classic Cuban cooking during that all-but-lost era. One late morning, the door was opening as I was about to walk past, and a heavenly fragrance of cooking came my way. The aroma and succulent smells of Cuban foods evocative of cumin, garlic, pork, beans, a candied kind of caramelized something, what? Stretching out to me, my stomach tightened as I inhaled. I set aside my shyness and took a stool at the full-length counter to the right of the front door extending to the kitchen to the back of the building. One of the three Cuban girls working there came and asked me in Spanish what I would be having to eat. I asked her, what smells so good? And she smiled, switched to English, and replied, maybe you smell the caldo gallego. It's our soup special today. A number of the men around me drank from long-necked bottles wrapped in a napkin to keep the beer cold. It was early in the day, but I was off work and joined them. That beer even made me hungrier. While I waited for my soup, I caught the fragrances of many other foods that were still a mystery to me then, and I felt I was finding even more reasons to love the island town. The moment arrived. My pretty waitress's face held a serene and knowing smile, Madonna-like, as she walked to me, bringing me a steaming bowl of nourishment as well as a side order of toasted Cuban bread, smudged with butter, or maybe at least something somewhat like it. There were white beans dominating the composition, but the ambrosial flavors of pork, potatoes, collard greens, boniato, and garlic all came to life in what essentially is a white bean soup. I loved it, and the whole world outside the rectangular high-ceilinged diner on the southernmost island in the continental United States seemed to go away as I sank into its dreamscape. I was glad for the history that brought these foods and flavors to where I'd come to call home. As I finished sopping the last of my soup with the bread, the girl came back and said coyly, I guess you'll be back. Yes, I will, many times, even if I only have to pretend or remember. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.